Hey, it's Randy.
Hey, it's Ray.
Hey, it's Chad. And it's the off-air podcast.
Oh, we have to keep the jingle going. Okay.
Now we have to do that.
But that's
now.
A lot better than yours. I like
and by sale, yeah.
No, that's old.
No, it's not.
That's old.
No, we have to keep it going.
No, it's only off-air podcast.
And by sale, yeah.
No, you're ruining it.
All right, so we were talking about the gym and you trying to look special for that wonderful person in your life. Is that it?
Yes, that's usually the case. When you break up with someone, that's when you go – or when they break up with you, that's when you're supposed to go to the gym to make yourself all ripped so they can get all jealous and be like, oh, why did I leave them?
What's that time of year, though? Because right now January is full. The gym is just like crazy right now. But we're right about that time. We're probably another week or so, early February – is when everyone gives up on all their resolutions and goes, oh, hell, let's just go to the bar. Screw the gym.
That's when everyone just gives up on everything.
See, in every relationship, I mean, I think you wind up being depressed. I don't think you really, if you're getting broken up with, you really don't go hit the gym. You just sit there at home eating your tub of ice cream, or at least I do.
They could go either or. It can either go, because as someone who's experienced from both ends, I've done both. I've went into severe depression or just decided to go to the gym every day.
Have you been more broken up with or broken up for people?
I've been more broken up with.
Yeah. And at those times, Ray, did you go eat tubs of ice cream more, you think?
I know I did.
I don't think so, mostly because I'm not the type of person who likes to binge eat at all. So when I think about that, it's mostly because my friends are the ones that are like trying, come on, Ray, let's go do something. So we'll all go to like In-N-Out or Burger King, and then we splurge, and then, you know, they'll talk about, you'll find another girl, man.
You know what I used to do instead of going to the gym, or because I used to hate going to the gym, or eating as much? I like to eat too, but I would just throw myself into work. That's how bad I was.
Work motivation.
Yeah. Stop looking at me like that, Chad. I can feel you. Feel you looking at me like that. I'm not even looking at you right now, but I can feel you looking at me like that.
So this weekend we got football.
Yeah.
Ready? All right, we're gonna take votes here. All right, so Kansas City or Baltimore? Who are you guys going for?
Kansas City.
I'm going with Baltimore.
You're gonna go for the underdog?
I'm tired of seeing Taylor on TV. But you although know, Jason Kelce, he was pretty funny getting all shirtless.
Freaking funny is what he was.
Hey,
I love
my
that guy.
Goodness, he was just off a rocker.
He's the crazy mofo of the family.
Yes, he is.
Chad, I had a few comments about your Taylor Swift.
Bring it, Swifties.
Oh, man. I knew it was coming.
It's all right. Chad's ready for it. He knew it was going to happen.
I'm always ready for it.
Yep.
All right, so Niners or Lions?
Niners.
Yeah.
I just sent you the sweetie song, Do It for the Bay.
So I went on to the NFL.com, and it was your chance to pick which one you like better.
Yep.
So I chose Baltimore.
Okay.
56% of people chose Baltimore. San Francisco and the Lions, 52% said Lions.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm still got to go for the Niners. Been a Niners fan all my life, so.
See, I'm going against the Niners because if there's anybody that talks any more crap aside Raider fans, it's Niners fans.
Through the good and the bad. See, I'm a quiet Niners fan. Quiet Niners fan. So I just keep it that way. I'm a quiet Niners fan. Now you know. I don't talk smack about nobody.
You're in the closet.
I like who I like, and that's what I said.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Be loud and proud, Randy. It's okay.
No. It's nice to see the Niners flags flying around. And the guys in the trucks. I think that here's the thing. I think there's guys that just have these big trucks, and they've got Raiders flags, mm-hmm. and they've got Niners flags. And when the Niners are winning, they just throw the Niners flags up on their trucks. And when the Raiders are winning, they throw the Raiders flags up on the trucks.
that's the spirit, man.
That's what I've
seen.
That's
how it is in this area specifically.
That's what I've seen. I'm just saying. Prove me wrong on that one.
So have you guys ever flown on Alaskan Airlines, and are you ever going to fly with them again?
Have not, and probably won't.
Just because a door flies off doesn't mean it's going to scare me. I mean,
they were my favorite airlines until I found out what they're paying out all the passengers. I'm like, if I was a passenger on that plane that where the part of it just flew right off, I would be like, yo, I want to be flying for free for a couple of years at least.
They're only getting like a refund and like $1,500 or something like that. I'm like, that ain't nothing. No, I want more than that. Like, I almost died. I want at least $400,000.
I started to say, what were they paying? $1,500 or something?
$1,500
like
payout.
Yeah, that's crap, man.
$1,500 for your life almost. I mean, Boeing needs to jump in on this too. I'm sorry, but Boeing has a lot to do with this.
Yeah, $1,500 ain't enough. I'm sorry. That ain't, just ain't enough, especially if you almost got sucked out of the plane right there.
And it was sucked only out. Like, what, a three-hour flight? It was like only up to like to Seattle to like L.A. or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was a very short flight, and I'm like, right on takeoff, a whole half of the plane just flies right off. I would be...
Well, not the whole half of the plane. It's only a door.
Have you seen the videos, though? There's tons of videos. Yep. Every POV known to man is on that flight, and it was definitely something I would be like, okay. And, of course, the phone that fell to the ground and survived, even that it had a shot of a POV of it falling down, too, so...
That's awesome. I don't want to jump out of a plane, but if a phone does for me, perfect.
You know there's lawsuits going on in the background for millions and millions of dollars. You know there is.
See, I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to do – well, here's the hard part. They do a class action lawsuit, all those people on the plane. That means your chance of getting a lot of money gets slimmer and slimmer.
Yeah, that means you get $2,000 instead of $1,500. Yay.
Someone important had to be on that plane. That's what I want to know. Like, who has the connections for to be like, all right – we're going right to the CEO of Alaska, and we're like, hey, pay us, and we're boycotting your airlines.
But once again, they're only getting a refund and $1,500. I mean, like, that's not even good enough for a steak dinner.
Thanks for coming by.
Hope to see you next time.
Hope you fly with us again.
We'll make sure the next bolt's tightened down.
Well, doesn't Alaska, weren't they going to, were they going to Alaska, or weren't they going to Hawaii? Don't they fly to Hawaii?
I think they do.
But I don't think that plane was going to Hawaii.
Okay, that was actually going to Alaska?
I don't know. I can't remember right now. Ray, you got your computer there. Look it up.
Alaskan Airlines was going to, I think it was from like Seattle to L.A.
We can't go with you, I think. We have to know the exact where they were going.
Yeah, man, this is the Off-Air Podcast. We have to have facts.
Facts.
All right.
No fake news here.
No fake news here. Oh, my God. Fake
so while
news.
He's looking that up, how about the... new Fitbit watch that you got. You like it?
It's a Charge 2. It's not even close to new. It's been in my closet for years. Dana just didn't... I got Dana a Fitbit Charge 2 years ago when the Charge 2 was new. Now they're like Charge 15 or something like that.
I've never ever heard of a Charge.
And then an Apple Watch 1 or whatever it was.
Okay, okay.
Because she's like, I have the iPhone 8. I'm like, all right. So I bought an Apple Watch. Like the very first one when it first came out. Mm-hmm. It was like $400. And I was like, okay, well, which one do you want? She's like, okay, well, I'll try them both. All right, so I hooked them both up to the phone. Didn't use any of them. So they're both in the box. So my charge, you know, the phone is, I mean, this thing is, this is the new one. But my other one just finally died because yesterday, after like 6 years, I think it is, 7 years, the face is all cracked from like loading speakers in and out, and it's all scratched up. You can barely see anything, but the time was off, and the steps. I had like 7,000 steps, and all of a sudden it went down to like 42. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess it's time to let it go. So I pulled this one out of the closet this morning to get it all charged up and get it all figured out.
See, I never heard of a Charge.
Yeah, this one's called Charge 2. Charge 2, yes.
And I don't know they still made them.
But there's like a Charge 8 or 10 or something now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know exactly where they were going. Okay. So it was from Portland, Oregon, all the way down to Ontario, California. That's where that flight was heading.
Ontario.
Yeah. So it was coming.
Yeah,
to
that's Southern California.
So that was like from Portland to Ontario. What's that? A 2-hour
flight?
That's
like 2 hours. Yeah. That's maybe? That's nothing.
Yeah.
Now we got to look that up. How long is that flight, Ray?
I'm pretty sure it was like 2 hours.
See, now we're giving fake news again.
And why is Ray look as if that flight distance? I'll tell you, what about the Charge 2? Yeah. Fitbit. See if we get some going on with Fitbit here. Yeah, so that's how that worked out with the Fitbit. And yeah,
oh,
that's
a Fitbit.
That's how I ended up with the Fitbit Charge 2.
Fitbit
Charge 2. I'm on Fitbit Charge 2 number 2.
So how many different Fitbits do they have? Like
6,000 of them, apparently, because I had to go down the list, and way down the list is the Charge 2. Yeah. The good thing is Amazon still makes the wristbands for them because I've gone through like 5 wristbands for these things.
Interesting.
Yeah, not really. Ray, did you figure out a
2 hours?
2 hours. Okay, very good.
Yep.
Perfect. Like I said, we can't have fake news on this podcast.
Can't have fake news on the Off-Air Podcast. I'm telling you.
So with the other part of the fake news, I guess you were talking about was, did you guys hear about the lady with all the Stanley Cups? that she had in her trunk in her car in the Bay Area.
Yeah, only like 65 of them, and then it was all filled up in the trunk too. That's crazy.
What about the lady? Yeah, the lady with the Stanley Cups. That was. Did you see the pictures?
Yep. The whole thing was filled to a brim.
Yeah, and then the police department put it all up on top of their car.
Well, they couldn't even fit all of them on top of the car. That was only like some of them in the car.
I know. That was
Woman
great.
Arrested for stealing over 2,500 of quenchers, Stanley quenchers.
Yeah.
See, in California, you normally don't get in trouble for stealing stuff. Apparently, she does.
Well, she was going to put them on eBay probably and make $25,000. That was her plan anyway, probably.
Probably. Yep. I doubt on eBay or anything. She's probably just going to sell them on Facebook Marketplace because that's legit right there.
Oh, yeah. Facebook Marketplace is legit.
I'm sorry. You can see a Chuck there. Oh, here's for selling vice sell you. And the person's like from, you know, Guam or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Chicago. Yes. And all the pretty women that want to add me all the time was like, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's fake. Oh, that's fake. Who is this model? Fake.
Bots. Bots everywhere.
The bots, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't trust them. I mean, they're on TikTok, they're on Instagram, they're on Facebook, Twitter, they're everywhere. I mean, like, it's horrible.
They're getting pretty savvy, too, the whole bot situation. They'll even talk to you. They'll even, like, say, hey, how you doing? Where are you from?
Uh-huh.
How's your day?
Yeah, they pop up in the chat as soon as you, like, add them.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, how are you today?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's more. What's more annoying, either that or the people you haven't seen in such a long time. And then they come to you and they message you and they add you as a friend, but you know them and they're like, hey, I have an opportunity for you.
Yeah. And then you're like, really? This is the most fakest thing ever.
That's right. Hey, don't hang up yet. Where are you going? Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I forgot what those were called. Those little side businesses, the MCNs or something like that. The little pyramid schemes that people would try to ring you into.
MLMs? Yes. Yes.
You know, pyramid schemes still exist. It's just they don't get in trouble for them all that much anymore. Like, you know, like here, join my club and
pay so much every month.
Yeah.
And you'll get up the ranks.
I mean, they still have those. I mean, it's like crazy, but I'm like, how do they get away with it?
Yes.
They're just really good at hiding it. Washing money, man. It's not that difficult. All you do is buy something big and then resell it.
Right.
Interesting.
I had some model that was trying to sell me in the chat the other day. She was trying to sell me. It wasn't the Stanley Cup, but it was some type of fancy cup. And I was like, oh, block. Bot. Block. I thought Ray was a bot the other day when I was flipping through TikTok. And I was like, oh, he's playing games. It's all right. It's Ray. It's legit. He had a girl on with him.
All right. So you both got your computers. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here's
I'm not looking anything up, Chad. No.
Yes, here's what you got to do.
Nope.
Hold on.
Nope.
Yes, you're going to love this.
No, I'm probably not.
All right.
Probably not.
Go to O'Reilly Auto Parts website.
I've been there before.
Okay.
I know
what
it looks like.
Go to the website, Randy.
Nope, sorry. Putting my Charge 2 on.
Okay, go to the website, Randy.
Nope, put my Charge 2 on.
Randy, you got to participate in this.
What am I looking at?
Hold on.
O'Reilly.
Hold on. I got to get you guys to do this at the same time. That way nobody's more surprised than the other.
Is it because?
I
think I know what
Sit down. Sit down and participate.
Okay. Yes, Chad.
So O'Reilly Auto Parts, go to their website. Are you there, Randy?
Yes.
In the search, put 121G.
Time to go to the bathroom. Was that what that alarm was for, Chad?
No, that was a text message.
I'm buying one. That's all I'm telling you. I'm buying one. Randy is looking it up.
Now, our coworker, Rick.
Flux capacitor.
He told me to do that over the weekend, so I did it. And I kept reading because I'm like, oh, I want to get one for the truck. I kept reading. It only works in a DeLorean.
It's not available for purchase either.
Not available for purchase.
Yeah, read the whole description. I mean, like this.
121 gigawatts.
time travel at your own risk.
Plutonium
is required to properly operate this flux capacitor.
Non-functional item displayed for entertainment purposes only. No, really?
Flux capacitor requires a stainless steel body 1981 to 1983 DeLorean DMC-12 to properly function.
Hey,
that's so freaking great.
Hey,
that's a little. So you found an Easter egg is what you're telling us.
That's right.
Well, I didn't find it. I got to give Rick the credit. Rick found it. But yeah.
Kudos to O'Reilly for having a sense of humor. I like it.
Oh, man. I wanted to buy it.
What about AutoZone? Come on, AutoZone, come up with something good.
Well, you got to try AutoZone.
121 gigawatts. Let's see. AutoZone.
That makes sense why it's called 121G.
Yeah, 121 gigawatts. Yeah, let's see. Let's search the AutoZone 121G.
I wonder if that was a company thing. I have a feeling that was probably like a website designer thing. He's like, I'm going to put this on there for funds.
For funsies?
Yeah, you got to do it for funsies.
Put it on for funsies and see what happens.
Are you at AutoZone.com yet?
Yes, I am. I'm searching 121G.
Watch it brings. Oh, I don't even want to.
No items found.
Takes you to.
Sorry, no results were found.
Takes you to OnlyFans or something.
The AutoZone OnlyFans. All the employees that work there.
Oh,
all
my
employees
God.
Work there greased up with, like, you know, the grease on their face.
The special calendars.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So I have a real question for you guys.
Hurry.
I want your guys' opinion.
Time's running.
How old is too old to attend a rave?
Oh, God.
Over 18.
There is no age limit
on that,
Ray.
I give you 23. 23 tops.
There is no age limit on that, Ray.
I'm 31. I'm thinking about going to more raves this
year. Are too old to go to a rave.
You are not, Ray. I'm not even too old to go to a rave.
A, I know you. You will not go to a rave.
How do you know?
If anybody in this building knows you, it's me.
How do you know?
Oh, I know.
How do you know that I've never been to a rave?
You will not dress up like they're supposed to in a rave. I mean, I'm not going to see any of those, like, you know, those shirts, those see-through shirts out there with, you know, pink nails or painted nails.
You don't see Randy with a netted shirt with
netted
hot
shirt.
Pants.
No, I guarantee he would not. But you, I mean, go do it, but I mean, 31's a little bit
Ray,
too
would
old.
You dress up to go to a rave?
Yes, I would.
You have to.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You cannot go walking
in there in shirts and jeans.
It depends on where the event is. You know, if it's outside, it's going to be cold. You know, I'm not going to be one of those, you know, wearing like something really small where I'm gonna be freezing. But if it's like in a building or something, I'll wear some like a tank top and shorts and go all out, be loose.
See, and I know Randy, A, he would not wear any of that, and B, he would not go to a rave.
Are they gonna be fuchsia orange and pink?
Yeah.
Okay. That I could see. Then you would fit in. Okay. Just make it sure.
Except for being over your 30s and going. That's the only thing.
I'll be there with my netted shirt and hot pants. Don't worry.
Netted shirt and hot pants. Well, you go to the rave and report back then, Rave, because apparently I'm way too old and can't go. All right. That's it for podcast number 2 for 24.